Wow. It's all about many views. You never know who's going to be in studio or on the phone lines.
Yes.
And Rico and I are not alone this morning. We got someone on the phone line, somebody really special. It's my brother, Runkus. Runkus, can you hear me? Are you here?
Hear me, loud and clear.
Ha, good morning, my G.
You know, I respect, you know, big up social every time, right? You know, Rico, you know, the finger.
Yes, man, big up yourself, bro.
All right, so Runkus is currently all the way over in Iyad right now.
All right,
You guys are very familiar with his voice. You've heard tons of songs on Island FM with him. There's what? Crazy Over You with Rasai and Royal Blue.
Mm-hmm.
There's G with Royal Blue.
Yes.
We got the track with Jesse Royal, mm-hmm. like that. We have Move Your Feet. We got Strange Things. Listen to me. We have...
Listen. We got a
whole catalog over here. Oh, we love you. Fun fact, I'm going to put you on the spot, Runkus. Runkus is the son of Determine. Y'all know who that is over there?
Right.
Get that drum, let me hear this sound. Yeah, that's he's reggae
he's
royalty.
From legends, man.
Yeah, he's reggae royalty as well. And he's actually my dear brother. That's my bro.
All right.
So, Runkus, let's jump into your background a little bit. How you got your start in music, you know? Yeah, give us a little intro to you.
I mean, yeah, you tell them already, I'm from a line in reggae music. Give thanks to my father, Determine, every time. You know what I'm saying? Give thanks to my mom, Paula. She actually managed with me right now alongside Smart Kid, that's my team, and I love them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just like you, though. So we're in a music from a young, so like before I chose music, not knowing I chose music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like really until the music chose me.
Music chose you.
That's how it is sometimes.
That's how it is. I didn't want to play football with my friend. I never cared about music until I realized that people care about me differently. So I started to receive the blessings differently. You know?
Wow. All right. Yeah. So, Runkus is not your average artist, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to find a way to word it properly. Like your style of music, your song. How would you describe that for the listeners? And what is your inspiration or your influence? What inspires your sound? Because it's not the average reggae or the average dancehall. It's really a blend of a lot of different things. So explain that process to us a bit.
Zosha will know. Like, Zosha knows from a... All right. I know Zosha from MSN days.
We go way back.
Gee!
Anyone should know me at all, but I used to download music. I don't want to say it illegally or illegally for the, you know, authorities to try to get at me.
Mm-hmm.
But from LimeWire and Aerie.
Yeah, and IMS days. Yeah.
And then, so when I used to make music, from in high school. So the first thing I was an engineer.
Okay.
So because I was like, well, other than my father writing music for me and stuff as a youth, like a 6-year-old youth, on my own, I was an engineer. Not a producer. That's when Zosha didn't know me. And her brothers inspired me a lot, actually. Junior Gang, her brothers meaning Stephen McGregor and Tina Finn.
Mm-hmm.
Man like Stephen, Junior Gang, my father, Sizzler, John Mayer, Erykah Badu, Lil Wayne, Drake,
Biggie,
Bob Marley, Nina Simone. I listen to a lot of music, like a lot of weird music.
He's an alien. That's what we call him.
But those are the things that inspire me. And from them time, I start to rap, and then I start to DJ, and then I start to sing, and then I pick up the guitar. And when I pick up the guitar, my life is changed.
Oh yeah, like, he's amazing on the guitar. I've never seen anything like it.
That's lit.
I'm alright. Listen, don't mess with me. I'm alright. But those are the times and the days when my music changed. And I used to send those to my music. Like,
I still have those demos. Don't worry, I still have those demos.
I'm so embarrassed.
No, Runkus, so, you know what? You're not only just doing music, you're doing so many other things. But can you tell us a little bit about the big, like, Africa merch collab that you had with High Mids and the new Coop group? How was that?
Yeah, man, big up Stammer every time. That's my brother, Zosha. I know Stammer.
Yeah, man, big up Stammer.
Sometimes Stammer is, cornerstone Benjamin and DJ in Jamaica. Coordinate an event, and he has a company called New Coop, and big up Levi, they have something called Levi.
Yeah, Levi, you know, yeah.
And we all did a like a collab merch called Big Light Africa for a song that I have named Big Tune.
Yeah.
Released like in February, and it has a line that says Big James, big with big like Africa, but a free way, I would big like Mandela.
Yeah.
I am. Yeah, oh, by the way, there's a freeway in Jamaica called Mandela Freeway.
For yeah, we have a Mandela. Yeah. If you know, you know.
I'm like a lyrical, miracle, spiritual, subliminal in a film. Like my lyrics are highly intellectual.
Yes. Yes. They will fly over your head.
Just in case you never get this, you know what I'm saying?
So we've listed we listed some of the songs that we have here in rotation, you know, and I, of course, more than anybody, would know your music because I worked with Runkus.
Yeah, of course.
Runkus was one of the first people I did background vocals with.
Okay.
When I started to tour, it was with Runkus and the old school Bond at the time, because we are not a band, we're a Bond.
Mash up the place, though. We never toured on the place.
Mash up the place. And, so I've had the pleasure of learning all of your music over the years, and tell us about some of the big collabs, or what you consider to be really big collabs that you've done throughout your career.
Almost every collab I do is a big collab, because it don't have much to do with like the person, it has more to do with the energy and the vibe.
The energy and the vibe, I love that.
Crazy Over You is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, big up Rasai.
What's up? Yeah, big up pressure every time I have a new album out too right now. What's it called? Like one thing.
Yeah, King Man Thing.
Right? Yeah, I'm gonna go get literally released this earlier this year.
Yeah.
So, that's amazing, man.
But yeah, Crazy Over You was a great session, mainly because I didn't think I ever tell that side of the story. He sent me the song a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And I say, yeah, man, I got this, because it was a simple enough song and these and everything. So I said, I got this. I never did the verse until the night before.
Oh my gosh, till you guys came to the studio. So you didn't stay.
Phone, and I found a poem and I turned it into a tune. I'm like, yeah, man, this is it. You know?
All right.
But anyways,
maestro.
And enough other tune, enough other colors, like. Jesse Royal came to the studio and we did like enough songs that was up with 5G's and like that. Another song too that don't come out yet. And enough other collabs that I've done when it comes down to Raya Blue G, me and Zosha have a wicked tune side. One of my favorite songs called More Than a Friend, that we sampled one of our favorite songs with.
That I used on my YouTube channel that you always ask me for.
I love
that's
that,
the song
yo.
With Runkus. That's what he's talking about.
I love that.
Yeah, man. So like every song that I've done with another kindred spirit, you know what I said, there's no collab. By collaboration I mean not just singing on a track, I mean just being in the room and writing with somebody. I write with a lot of my friends and even people that I get paid or whatever to write with and all that.
Yeah.
It never works, you know, it's always straight heart to heart.
Yeah. So I asked all of this to say, I asked you about your collabs and stuff and all the songs that you've done leading up to this, because you have a brand new track that we are so honored to be premiering. And it features the one Kimani Mali.
Jeez.
Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about this track before we premiere it, Runkus.
Come on, Zosha. You probably know how long I have that song. So whatever, however long you thought I had that song, it's had another year. See.
Yeah, so I'm gonna give it about maybe 10 years, easily.
Wow.
10 years.
No.
That's a long. That's a long.
That is so long.
All right, about 7, 6.
From 2017, 2018. No,
okay, about four or five years, but that's still long. Yeah, I've known about this one for sure.
I'm gonna do the video for a minute, and we just We great songs don't have no timeline, don't have no lifeline, don't have no great time forever. And I think this is one of them tunes. I know one of this is one of them tunes because when I did it, that's the reason why I held on to it, because I was like, oh, so this is a monumental kind of song tune.
Yeah.
So let me just put this in my pocket and just keep it with me. Until whenever the energy set to use it. And I give thanks to Kimani Mali. Big up man like Rose Summers that I wrote, seen original. He originally produced and wrote the chorus and also Kimani's verse. He's just a great individual. Big up Toddler T, who like the same time.
Yeah, I was gonna ask about Toddler T too. So what was the process like for this song? Just a vibe?
Originally, it was just a vibe. I mean, Royal sent me the tune. And I said, oh, Royal. So, you know, say, this tune is me and Kimani. Please, I beg you, like, on the earth. I mean, he said it first, you know, and he came to the Royal, came to the studio. We brought a studio to the living room of Bambari Museum.
Wow, okay.
And recorded Kimani. Now that I think about it, I'm saying, oh, Lord, it was a wild process. It was a hilarious process. We brought the studio to the living room of Bob Marley Museum, recorded Uncle Kim. I recorded on my own, separate and apart. I mixed the song about 30 million times.
Not 30 million times. That's a lot of mixing.
Yeah.
Boy, artists be having it wild, though, you know.
Yeah,
we'll do that.
Yeah, no, yeah. I personally mixed that song, and it just took me a long time to like get it right, so that's why I did it so many times. And then when we were doing this record with Toddler T, we sent it over back to somebody in UK who continued my mix. And
okay,
as you can hear, it came out crazy.
Well, the people must be wondering what we're talking about for so long. You understand? Before I even jump into it, Runkus, thank you so much for joining us and chatting with us morning. You'd never have to wake up out of your bed so early, but you did.
Yeah, man, trust me. Man, it's an early wake up call.
You know I love you. You're my brother for life. You're my G, original capital G.
Yeah, man, likewise. Trust me, yo, when I tell you, me and Zosha go up on stage and ball together. You know what I mean?
Listen and dance and all kind of thing.
Me and Zosha, they are staying. We can tell them a story.
Oh my God, really quickly.
So yeah, me and Zosha, they are staying and we perform 45 minutes to an hour and them look for our handball encore and we
never have no more song to do.
We done, we run out of two, we have a freestyle tune that we've been listening to on tour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Put some things in our earth.
So this interview is really full circle and I'm so happy it's happening and I'm honored to be premiering this brand new track by my brother Runkus and it features Kimani Mali. This is Good Love.
I send out good love, no good love.